I'm Leslie Marshall. Welcome or welcome back. We welcome George Lutz. Mr. Lutz is founder and executive director of Honor and Remember, Inc. They're a nonprofit organization dedicated to perpetually recognizing our fallen military heroes and their families. And through the creation of the Honor and Remember flag, the organization's mission is to establish a public national symbol that recognizes with gratitude and respect the men and women who died in military service to our nation. Further goals include broad national awareness and education of the flag's meaning and importance, and to present personalized Honor and Remember flags to the immediate families of all of our nation's fallen. It's good to have Mr. Lutz with us. Mr. Lutz, thank you for taking the time and joining us today. Good afternoon and welcome, sir.
Well, thank you, Leslie, very much. I'm honored to be on.
I want you to talk about and tell, because you can tell it far better than I can, sir, the story of why you created the Honor and Remember flag.
Oh, sure. I'd be honored to do that. Leslie, like so many other families before my own, you know, that notification knock on the door is what changes a family's lives. And that happened to us in December of 2005. You know, we had two uniformed officers come to the door with really those five very simple words that no family wants to hear: we regret to inform you, you know, that our son had been killed in Fallujah. He'd been killed by a sniper, but regardless of the method, the causality of that death, you know, hearing that your child is never going to come home again is, you know, it's beyond crippling. And boy, those words put me into a different mindset. You know, it was, you have to decide what you're going to do in life. You know, after that, it's like, how do I go on? What's the next step? What am I going to think about? Do I even want to live? I mean, so many of those thoughts go through your mind, and I'm going to cut this short for you because it's a really long answer, but I wanted to reach out. I realized at that moment that other families before me had lost their sons and daughters, their husbands and wives, and what could I do to give them a gift, something that I could put together, whatever that might be, that might say thank you, that might give something to them that they couldn't ever get back in return, is that remembrance. And that's why the Honor Remember flag was created. It's really, nothing existed except a couple of days of the year. And I thought, if we could get a national flag, a national symbol, that would allow all of us as Americans to be able to have an expression of appreciation when we don't know what to do, then that was the answer to that. And so on Memorial Day of really 2008, almost 12 years ago, the Honor Remember flag was created to become our national symbol of remembrance.
And so people understand, when people hear the flag, they think of, you know, the United States flag, the Stars and Stripes. This is an Honor and Remember flag. I want to talk a little more, George, and, you know, I want you to take the time. First, I just want to say, I am so sorry that you have had to bury a child. I buried a child, but not from this. I know that your son, Tony, I was told, was on patrol in Iraq, in Fallujah, when he was killed by that sniper's bullet back in 2005. How old was your son, Tony, when that sniper took his life?
He was 25 years old. He had been in the Army just about a year and a half. And he left behind a wife and two children, as well as, brothers and sisters, you know, grandparents, parents, and a whole, you know, family unit behind. But,
There are a lot of people, George, I want to commend you, because there are a lot of people, when they're trying to come to grips with the loss of a loved one, especially a child, which is not the proper order of things, that shock, that anguish, that agony of emotion, and that loss that is so overwhelming, I think it is a testament to you, sir, that you reached out to others that were suffering like you, other families of fallen soldiers, other Gold Star families, and that you were able to find, well, what do we have in common besides the fact that we've lost our child, that we've buried our child? And you found none of you want your loved ones and the sacrifice that they made to be forgotten, right? So first of all, I want to commend you because, you know, some people turn to the bottle. Some people turn to food. Some people become reclusive or destructive toward themselves or mean-spirited and bitter. And you, sir, sought to help others, and that is quite admirable and commendable, and I want to commend you for that. You found when you reached out to these families that they want their loved ones to be remembered and the sacrifice that they made to be remembered and not forgotten, correct?
Correct. So I wanted to heal, Leslie. I mean, obviously, I didn't want to stay in that grieving situation and just be hurting as much as obviously you know, and I'm so sorry for your loss. But one of the things that I wanted to do was I wanted to heal, and I thought the best way of healing was to go out and reach out to other family members, you know, the Gold Star families, and find and let them know I was feeling the same thing, to kind of offer a soothing balm, if you will, to say, hey, you're not going at it alone, but there's others out there going at it with you. And one of the things that I realized after meeting with hundreds of families, and now thousands, unfortunately, but there's only two things that a family really cries out for, and that is that their loved one not have died in vain and that they not be forgotten. And I've found that there's so many families out there doing so many things to try to keep their own loved one memory alive. I mean, it could be a tattoo. It could be a scholarship fund. It could be, a 5K. It could be anything they can do to try to keep that memory alive. And I thought, what would be the best way, the greatest gift to these families of remembrance that we could think of? And that was to create something that only had one message. You know, we remember, thank you, we appreciate that sacrifice, and we will never forget. And you mentioned earlier about the U.S. flag. I mean, absolutely, the U.S. flag is, you know, some would think, and many veterans probably, that is our symbol of service and sacrifice. But the United States flag stands for so much. I mean, it is our nation's symbol, and therefore, it takes on the context of wherever it flies. And so it doesn't really stand for any one thing in particular. It stands for everything. And that's why we have state flags. We have branch of service flags. Every veterans organization has their own flag. Every college and university has their own flag. Everybody has a flag that denotes their community. But the only flag that was missing was a flag that would that allows really the flying freely of every other flag in this nation, a flag of remembrance for these families to know that we haven't forgotten.
In 2008 is when you started Honor and Remember. You did it, as you said, to leave a legacy in the form of a national symbol, and you've created the symbol, the Honor and Remember flag, the only symbol that publicly recognizes America's fallen heroes and also recognizes their families, because their families have the ultimate sacrifice. The Honor and Remember flag, it's tangible. It's an iconic way to send a message to Gold Star families that speaks words louder than thunder. George, I understand you are on a mission, and your mission is to have the Honor and Remember flag flown on every flagpole in the United States. And so far, you have more than half, 26 states have adopted the flag as their state symbol of honor and remembrance. Is that correct? And I understand there are bills before the House and the Senate for national adoption of this flag, correct?
Yes, absolutely, Leslie. It's been a long, hard kind of grassroots effort, but 26 state adoptions so far. We went over half the country earlier this year, actually, with the adoption of Georgia and Florida. Both of those states were huge in support of that. And this year alone, we have a bill in the House and one in the Senate, number 3615 in the House and Senate Bill 2371. It's the first time in 12 years that we've had a bill houses on Capitol Hill. So the grassroots effort is working. Families across this nation are beginning to recognize its existence and are being honored by it when they see it. You know, it's going up on corporation flagpoles. It's on the sides of trucks. I mean, it flew at NASCAR during a moment of silence this past Memorial weekend. It honestly is becoming our publicly recognized national symbol of remembrance. And it's just such a heartwarming thing to see that America realizes that we need some way to send a message to these families.
And also, to date, the honor and remember you folks, you've presented over 4,000 handmade personal flags to families at this time. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah. Leslie, we have a fourfold mission, if you will. One is to establish this flag nationally, as you said, on every flagpole in America. The second is to educate. Why is it important to remember our fallen? Why it's important to not just remember our fallen, but the families that they left behind and are grieving. So education, presenting is a third cornerstone in our platform, and that is to make sure that individually we present a hand-sewn, personalized version of this flag to every family, regardless of generation, who has ever lost a loved one in the history of our country. That's a pretty big mission. And we've presented in the last 10 years now almost 4,000 flags. And we're talking about Korea, World War II, Vietnam, regardless of casualty type. If your loved one died while serving or as a result of serving, this flag honors you. And the last cornerstone for us is comfort. We still stay connected with the families. We have a lot of programs that we still engage the families, banquets and run for the fallen that we do, and a lot of ways that we engage the families individually as well.
There are, in addition to the almost 4,000 that you have given out so far, and they are handmade, there is also a lengthy waiting list, correct? So tell us, one, approximately how many on the waiting list, and two, there are people listening who want to get this flag, who want to get on this list. What do they need to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Leslie, we have about close to 1,000 families on a waiting list. And the reason there is a waiting list is because we just don't have all the resources that we need to get the flags made and get them presented. And so we get a request on the average of one every single day. And we make a presentation on the average of one every single day. So you can imagine that we're just sliding this waiting list, you know, as we go day to day. You know, we could be a year or two behind in some cases unless a flag is specifically sponsored for a particular individual. And so the way to, I mean, certainly we need help in sponsorship on these flags, but the way to get on the list, and we want to make sure that every single family who would like to have a flag requests one, is on our website, honorandremember.org. There will be a drop down that says request a flag. And any family can go in there and request a flag. Remember, it's for those who gave their lives while serving, while they were in uniform, or as a result of serving. It does not have to be a killed in action or in battle situation. We are even honoring, you know, the families whose loved ones have succumbed to those hidden wounds of post-traumatic stress. So that's the best way of getting on that list is look for that request a flag. Or, you know, we have a kind of a quicker way maybe to text the word flag, and I know people are into texting and things, to text the word flag to 71777, and that'll also take you to an informational page where I believe you can request a flag.
Folks at Honor and Remember are a top-rated charity. We have Veterans Day next week. We have holidays that are coming up, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Ramadan. It's important for us to remember those loved ones, especially because so many of those families that sit down for Thanksgiving are not going to be able to look at the table, across the table, next to them, and ever see that loved one at that table again. This might be the first holiday season since their loss. Yeah. For anybody that's lost somebody in the military or otherwise, you know how difficult that first holiday without that loved one is. Giving Tuesday is coming up around the corner on November 26th. There's just so much. So we're going to take a break. But before we do, once again, if you want to donate to this top-rated charity, Honor and Remember, please go to honorandremember.org/donation. You can also request a flag for your loved one if your loved one has been killed fighting for the freedoms that we are really using right this very moment. I also want to share with you some other information that you need to share to hear. Text, if you prefer to text, to 71777-FLAG. And that will bring you the information. You can also go to the website, honorandremember.org. Follow them on Twitter, at Honor Remember. On Instagram, at Honor and Remember. And on Facebook, facebook.com/HonorRemember. We'll be back with George and with you right after this. Don't go away. We are back with George Lutz, founder and executive director of Honor and Remember, Inc. They're a nonprofit organization. They're a great charity, and they're dedicated to perpetually recognizing our fallen military heroes and their Gold Star families. I told you to the website. Let me give you the information again. The website, honorandremember.org. On Twitter, follow that at Honor Remember. On Instagram, follow at Honor and Remember. And on Facebook, go to facebook.com/HonorRemember, like their page, and connect with them there. Mr. Lutz, with your permission, I would like to read your Veterans Day op-ed. May I do so? Is that okay?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's going to take you a while.
That's okay. I'll do it fast because I want to give you more time, too.
Go ahead.
14 years ago, I considered myself – this is George Lutz's Veterans Day op-ed. 14 years ago, I considered myself a typical American. I wasn't any more or any less patriotic than the next person. I flew an American flag, and I was proud of my country. But I gave no thought to the men and women who served and sacrificed in our military. Let's be honest. We all want to go about our lives doing the things that we enjoy without bothering anyone else around us, just enjoying our freedoms without thought. My son Tony joined the Army in the spring of 2003. And being that typical American, I certainly supported his decision. I told him to be careful and that I was proud of him. He was old enough to make his own choices, so I hugged him and sent him on to serve his country. As a military family, we decided to put yellow ribbons on all the trees outside, because that's what you did. But that didn't make me think any more about the thousands who decided to serve before him. It was nothing extra special to me. It was his job. But something happened while I was living this life of a typical American. My son wasn't coming home. He was killed on the battlefield in Iraq and would never walk through our front door again. Something had happened that my family couldn't have planned for. My world was rocked, and my family was devastated. From that moment, every day became important. Every holiday, birthday, anniversary became more significant because he was now a memory. And of course, Memorial Day and Veterans Day, 2 days that previously I never gave a second thought, became much more meaningful. As a grieving father, I went on a quest to find out how Americans remember loved ones lost in military service. What things do we do? What words do we say? What visuals do we display? What I found was quite surprising. We had nothing specific. What my research uncovered was that there wasn't that much specifically represented those who gave their lives or the Gold Star families they left behind. We do a lot as Americans for military men and women who can see or touch, those in active duty, the medal recipients, the wounded, and others. But when it comes to tangibly remembering the fallen, we set aside one day, Memorial Day. Interestingly, there are studies that have found that between 50 and 80% of Americans do not know why Memorial Day exists. However, to the family of a fallen hero, every day is Memorial Day. That brings us to Veterans Day. Consider this little-known fact. Veterans Day is not just about living veterans. It is also about those men and women who would have been veterans had they not died in service to America. Their families observe Veterans Day differently. Their only wish on Veterans Day is that their loved ones be remembered. In my journey as a father who prayed that the loss of his son was not in vain, I made it my mission to find a way for the sacrifice of those selfless men and women to be perpetually appreciated, a tangible message that expresses gratitude for giving all the freedoms we enjoy as Americans. It was that my purpose in mind that the Honor and Remember flag was created. My hope was that the flag would be established as our nation's specific symbol of remembrance. It is a symbol that simply declares every day, thank you, we will never forget. It is a message that not only recognizes that those who didn't come home, but also pays tribute to those families and friends who are still with us, who will grieve for the rest of their lives. General George Patton once said, let us not mourn that such men died, but let us rejoice that such men lived. On this coming Veterans Day on Monday, one of the most important things we can do as Americans is never forget all of those who served our nation in military service, including those who didn't come home. George, Mr. Lutz, I want to honor and remember you, your son, Tony. I thank you for doing this and for all you are doing. I give you my word that I, Leslie Marshall, personally, and my show will be giving to your charity. And I know that more will with this information you provided us today. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your son's service. And thank you for what you've done with this Honor and Remember organization. It's amazing. On the website, go to their website, honorandremember.org. On Twitter, follow them at Honor Remember. Instagram, at Honor and Remember. On Facebook, facebook.com/Honor Remember. And as Mr. Lutz said, text FLAG to 71777. If you have a loved one and you are a Gold Star family and you want this Honor and Remember flag, get yourself on the list and please give to George's charity, not just for Tony, but for all that have fought so hard for our freedoms. I thank you.